Don't worry so much. Only think that we are going to a land where we shall be allowed to make all the racket we like from morning till night." Pinocchio did not answer, but sighed deeply once, twice, a third time. Finally he said, "Make room for me. I want to go too."
"The seats are all filled," answered the little man. "But to show you how much I think of you, take my place as coachman."
"And you?"
"I'll walk."
"No, indeed. I could not permit such a thing. I much prefer riding one of these donkeys," cried Pinocchio.
No sooner said than done. He approached the first donkey and tried to mount it, but the little animal turned suddenly and gave him such a terrible kick in the stomach that Pinocchio was thrown to the ground and fell with his legs in the air. At this unlooked-for entertainment, the whole company of runaways laughed uproariously. The little fat man did not laugh. He went up to the rebellious animal, and, still smiling, bent over him lovingly, and bit off half of his right ear.